Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. I'm Mathilde and I'm your host. I'm an inner transformation mentor supporting women in healing mother wounds through women's circles and through the one-on-one 10-week program. To know more about these offerings, check out my website, womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. Now, today we're talking about when a narcissistic mother triangulates between you and your partner or husband. This episode is part of the triangulation series. And thank you again for all your inputs, for all your emails, where you've shared your experience with me. This has been quite the topic as well. So I've got a lot of emails from you saying how your narcissistic mother has tried to create discord and triangulate between yourself and your husband or your partner. And this can apply whether the relationship is new and fresh and quite short-lived for now, or if it's like your husband for many years and you've observed this dynamic, but you weren't quite sure what this was. So let's talk a little bit about this, because this is a topic that is particularly close to me. I've seen this over and over in my own family, and this dynamic has deeply affected my life, as my parents divorced, and they divorced when I was about 1 year old, and their divorce was definitely partially caused by this very toxic dynamic. My mother's mother, so my grandmother, she never approved of their relationship, and she used that to triangulate between them quite a bit and use whatever contrast that may have been there to meet her own needs. She made it bigger and bigger and bigger until things went the way they went. And I've seen that after that in other relationships inside of my family, and also I've seen that happening with my own mother and my own partners. So it is quite a topic. It is quite close to my heart. So to start, we need to explain one thing. A narcissistic family, and you may have identified like your mother as having narcissistic tendencies, or maybe, like it was my case, you may have observed that she's not really the only one in your family to have this kind of behavior, to have these tendencies. So there can be a family with narcissistic dynamics within it. And a family that has narcissistic dynamics is a little bit like a cult. That's how it works, okay? That they are like an entity, and they become like very close and tight, and any new member will have to be approved and will have to play into the game. Otherwise, they will not be approved, and there will be contrast. And also, in the same way, a narcissistic family will make it very difficult for any member of that family to become independent and break free. And very often, when a partner comes into this dynamic, if that partner, seeing the situation from the outside, becomes aware of what's going on, or even simply by having different habits, you know, different ideas, they will disrupt this like cultish kind of dynamic, and that will not be appreciated. Because it's going to be seen like, have you ever been in a position where you had to choose between what your partner was saying about something and what your family kind of tradition and ways of doing things was. This can happen very often, especially if we have mixed marriages. Like my partner is Irish, and I'm Italian, and although we're both like Caucasian and we're both like in Europe, and there's still a lot of differences. There's still quite quite a few differences in terms of traditions and in terms of how things are done. And this can actually create a lot of conflict. And a narcissistic mother or a narcissistic family will use that, will actually be very much against this and will not be welcoming and accepting of the differences, but it will make you choose. It will put you in a position of having to choose. So this can get into a way bigger topic, and I don't want to stray now from the specific dynamic of triangulation between you and your partner by your narcissistic mother. So I'm gonna move on from this. But if this is your situation, if you've listened to this intro and you felt like, oh wow, yeah, that's actually been happening to me, if and you want to share your experience with me or ask further questions, you can email me at matilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me, and I'll support you as best I can. So a narcissistic mother will behave similarly to what I've explained about a narcissistic family. It's like the mother-daughter relationship is sort of like that. It's a close relationship that she wants to be in control of. She doesn't see her daughter as an independent person with her own identity and with the right to go on and build and create her own life with someone else, like with a partner, a husband, someone she loves. No, that daughter belongs to her, and she is needed for the mother to get her supply filled up, to get the attention she wants, and to meet her own needs. So what happens when a partner appears on the scene and somehow disrupts this dynamic? Like, a partner will obviously want the attention of the person he's in love with or she's in love with. So they're going to take attention away from the narcissistic mother. That's always going to happen in some way and to some degree. Again, have you ever found yourself in that situation? Like your mother telling you, oh, now that you've met this person, what is going to happen to our relationship? What are you going to do? Like, are you still going to come visit? Oh, I'm sure you're going to just go and I'll never see you again. Will you ring me every day, even if you're going moving out with this person? And so on. Or before this is like a typical thing, when things start getting serious, maybe you're announcing that you got engaged, you're planning for your wedding. I do have an episode on wedding planning with your narcissistic mother, so that's if that's your case, you can go and check that out. But that's a typical situation. Like, oh, now that you're married, you're not gonna pay attention to me anymore, and she, situation like that. So if you have been in that situation and you're nodding right now, that's just a very typical case of where the triangulation between you and your partner can happen and will probably happen. So what's gonna happen? How is this gonna go and play out? Well, this will depend on how much the new person, so your partner, it's gonna go with it and play the game, get sucked into the game, or how much they will actually resist the situation and have boundaries. So there's a range of ways this can go. There's so many different situations. I'm not gonna be able to cover them all in one episode. So please, if you have something to share, if you want to let me know your specific situation, you're welcome to do so via email. What's common is that a narcissistic mother will do what's necessary to intrude into the relationship and to try and regain control of the daughter. That's her goal. That's what she needs. That's what she wants. So if it's necessary, she will also try and break the relationship apart in order to do that. That's what happened with my own parents. That's what I've seen in my family. My grandmother could not accept what was going on. And I won't go into the details, but she did whatever was necessary in order to break that relationship, and make the contrast bigger. Now, she may try at first to befriend this newcomer, new person in the family. She can do that. This is not necessarily going to happen, but you may have observed this Or you may, if you're not in a relationship yet and you're thinking of getting into a relationship, you'd want to be aware that this could happen. So she may try to befriend your partner first. I've seen my mother do that. Actually, the stronger the character of your partner is, the more she may actually try to befriend them at first, because if she knows that this is a potential enemy, she's gonna try and make it her ally first. My mother has easily dismissed partners that she knew somehow were not gonna last, were not gonna be like D1. But when I met D1, like the one that is now my husband of 16 years, she has tried to befriend him at first. She has tried to be like the nicest person possible and side him with her rather than with me. She's tried that. So, but if that doesn't work, she can go the other way and go full out against them. She can do this covertly or more directly. That depends on what's your normal strategy for your mother. If she's more like a covert narcissist, she'll go more covertly about it. If she's more grandiose, she can actually get full on aggressive or insulting or against them very openly. So that very much depends. In any case, she will create a triangle. Okay, that's why we're calling it triangulation. You know that by now. There is an introductory episode on triangulation that if you have missed, you can go and listen to. So I'm not gonna go into the whole what's triangulation and all of that in this. I've spoken to that in that episode on triangulation. So I'll put the link in the description if you wanna catch up on that. But that's what she will do. She will create this sort of a triangle where she's like the center of it. She's like the apex of it, and then she will try and sort of communicate directly with her daughter, with you, as much as possible, sort of excluding your partner, making him inconsequential or her inconsequential and unimportant, someone that isn't worth wasting time with, and making the relationship with you like the most important. Or she can try to get you both to communicate with her, putting herself at quite an important position. Like she could try, for example, to if you're working for your mother, she could try and hire your partner too, so that she can put herself in a position of control and kind of control you both in a one-on-one sort of situation. That's again a whole different topic because it's quite an intense situation to navigate, but that's something she can do. Or in any situation where there's something to organize or something to do, she could always put herself like as the main person that communicates. Oh, don't worry, I'll tell. Like she could tell you, oh, you don't need to ring your husband. I'll ring him. I'll ring them. I'll talk to them, or stuff like that. So let's see a few other situations where this can happen. Like, and again, as I'm saying, I'm staying generic because this can play out in so many different ways. It's infinite the amount of possibilities and lengths a narcissistic mother can go through in order to regain control of her daughter. So these are just the main few things that I've observed, I've seen in my own family, I've seen happening with clients. But again, your situation may be slightly different or very different. You're welcome to share. If you're not sure when you're listening to this and you're observing your personal situation, if you're not sure if triangulation is playing out, reach out and let me know. Ask questions. The one thing that is common among every situation is that she's making it worse. If you're noticing that whatever behavior your mother has when it comes to yourself and your partner makes the situation worse and tries to separate and create discord, that's your clue. That's your clue that triangulation's happening. She's not there to actually help. She may tell you that she's there to help. Of course, she will say that. But she's not actually there to help. Or at least she's not there to help you and your partner. She's there to help herself mainly. Okay, so one thing that she can do, she can be against the new partner husband by pointing out all the faults that she sees in them. making statements such as, oh, they're not right for you, because I know you and I can tell. I can already tell that this person is not going to be right for you. They have such and such and such characteristic. They're too much for you, or they're too little for you. They're not smart enough for you, or their job is not good enough for the type of lifestyle that I know you'd want. They're not going to be a good parent. I've seen the way they look at other women, or, you know, like, they're not going to be faithful. I can tell. Oh, they're so much like your father, and you know how your father was. All of that. All in line to kind of very directly, or maybe more passive aggressively, go against that partner. And in line with this, she will take any moment of contrast, okay, that you may confide with her as a confirmation of what she already knew and warned you about. Oh, you know, I told you it would go like that sooner or later. So if she's told you that he was not going to be a good parent, for example, and now you're confiding in her that you've noticed that there's something that they're doing that is not in line with how you want a parent. And that's okay, that can happen. I mean, in relationships and in couples and families, that happens all the time. And usually what is the invitation would be to just, you know, consciously communicate and get to the bottom of it and find a solution together. But if you are confiding this to a narcissistic mother that is looking to create contrast, she's looking to triangulate and separate you some way and gain control, she will use that. Oh, I told you. I told you he was not going to be a good father, or I told you they were not going to be a good partner or a good parent. I saw that from the start. Like, I remember in one of my relationships when my partner actually broke up with me because he had taken an interest in a guy, and I hadn't seen that coming, but that's okay. My mother was like, oh, I told you so. I said that from the beginning. How you didn't even notice that? And I'm like, no, you didn't tell me. Or maybe you did, but like, that was just to create contrast. That was actually based on absolutely nothing. It was nonsense. But the moment that things went a certain way, she stoked that fire to the point that obviously there was a breakup and a lot of tears and a lot of pain. And of course she was there to pick up the pieces and internally celebrate the fact that I was back under her control, at least momentarily. So that's a way that they can behave, that a narcissistic mother can behave. Now, another way is that she can criticize your partner anytime they're not around. So maybe she won't do it directly in their presence. Again, this depends on how your partner is. If he's a strong character that will actually set down boundaries, they'll definitely try and not do it in their presence, because that could just show her game for what it is. So she can use any opportunity when your partner is not in the room and she gets you alone one-on-one to make her point that what your partner said or did was bad, wrong, and use whatever to take that person down. So sort of like, again, we said that triangulation, a sign of triangulation is that your narcissistic mother is going to try and catch you one-on-one. So that's one way she can do that. You know, you're like a family gathering, whatever, your partner is in the room, you're all having a meal together, and then you go into the kitchen to help your mother out with the dishes, and there she goes on the attack. Then she starts just sort of trying to criticize or pinpoint or point out things that your partner didn't, you know, did say or didn't say or didn't do, or whatever she thinks can be criticized. And she knows what buttons to push. She knows what are the things that are gonna trigger you, maybe trigger your doubt, maybe upset you in some way, so that she can be more needed. And that way, if you confide any doubt to her, if you tell her that you actually do have some fears or some doubts or some things that you're not really fully agreeing with in your partner's behavior and you're not sure how to go about it, which I get it, that is something that ideally you'd want to be able to do with your mother. I get that. I definitely hope my daughter, if she needs that kind of support, that she can feel comfortable to come to me and know that I will do my best to actually support them both in finding happiness. But a narcissistic mother doesn't have that motivation. She will use you confiding your doubts with her as an opening to create more contrast. Again, she will put fuel on that fire. She's not going to try to sort of help you out. She's going to make it worse in some way. Or she could actually diminish your... It depends. Again, depends on her game and depends how that works for her. She may stoke it and make the fire bigger to create more contrast. Or she may actually totally diminish you and your emotions, label you as too sensitive if that partner is someone that's actually sort of kind of allied with her, that she can play the game with, then she can go the opposite way. So instead of trying to make more contrast, she can try to silence you and label you as oversensitive, or you're seeing too much into that, and again sort of keep you in a situation that maybe is actually not very healthy and good for you, and manipulate you into staying in it. So it can go both ways, and it's both triangulations. What she can do, another thing that she can do, is she can place herself as your only friend and confidant, the only one who truly knows you and that you can trust, sort of the only safe port in whatever storm you may face, which again sounds lovely. I get it. If it came from like a real open-hearted, nourishing, motherly love, that would be just perfect, and I get that. But she won't do it to help. She will weaponize the opportunity to her own advantage, whatever that is. She could say things to you like, oh, if they don't understand you, and of course they won't, because I mean, I can tell already, then you can always come back to me. I remember when I moved out from my home in Italy, after having attempted to live in there with my husband and with our newborn baby, in the same house with my mother and my grandmother. And I know that was not a very wise decision, but I didn't know anything about narcissism yet, and I was quite stuck into those dynamics at the time. But we realized it. My husband is one that did set boundaries for sure, and so we actually moved out. And as I was moving out, my mother just told me, oh, when he inevitably fails you or leaves you, remember that the door here is always open. I was like, oh wow. Oh, that sounds lovely. Thank you very much. But no, this will be the last place I will ever come back to for sure. That was an internal reflection, of course. But that was part of that game. It was like he was already out the door going away, and I was caught alone. And she just got that final little moment to put in that seed of contrast and to place herself in the position of, I am the only one you can come back to, kind of thing. And that is not helpful. That is really not helpful. So if you have been in that situation, I really get it. And sometimes we don't realize it. That's the thing. I, for years, did not realize. I actually thought my mother was the one person I could confide into, the one person I could go to in any situation, the one person that would know how to deal with it, that would always take my side, and all of that. And then I realized later that no, that was actually an extremely toxic dynamic, and she was only doing that so that she could keep the control. Another thing that she can do, she can outright lie about what your partner or husband did or said. You know, so she can properly make out lies, create a situation that didn't exist and didn't happen, or she can create gossip and inflate facts to serve her needs. So like she may have, I don't know, witnessed your partner, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an example, saying something to someone else or saying something to one of your children in whatever way he did, and then all of a sudden that has become like, ah, he was being bad and he was shouting, or maybe he was allowing them to do something that you wouldn't usually allow, or whatever. Like, she will just lie or inflate a situation, make it what it wasn't, make it bigger than what it was to meet whatever are her needs. She can also, that's something that I have seen happening, and I have had clients in this situation, which can be very, very difficult to navigate and hurtful for sure. So she can turn you against your partner, using your guilt and enmeshment with her against you. So, and I know you may, you're here, you're listening to this podcast, so you're obviously aware to a degree, for sure, as to what your narcissistic mother does or doesn't do, and you know what enmeshment is, you understand all of that, and I get that. And when I got to the point of having awareness on a lot of stuff, there were still blind spots, there were still things that I thought I had set boundaries on. I thought I actually had separated myself from my mother, that I had my own identity, and it was now defined, and I could see where that line was. But I wasn't. When you're in it, it's not that easy to see. And there are going to be blind spots. Someone from the outside supporting you is going to be way better able to actually see where, in what dynamics, you're still completely enmeshed with your mother. And that's not a fault of yours. That's just what happens when you're in it. It's not easy. And a partner that is someone that comes from the outside can actually spot those bits and see them, and probably is going to try to challenge you on that, or support you, or like, you know, make you notice, but not always, that might not always be well received, and especially if the skills in communication of your partners are not, like, you know, they may know all about consciously communicating and own their part in it and all of that, or they may not, and the vast majority of the cases they don't, so they just are gonna put that out there maybe in a way that is not very skillful. So that can create a lot of contrast. So if your partner tries to set a boundary, maybe he wants to spend time with you and you're always like soaked in with your mother, or maybe he's seen how she's using you for her needs and wants to help by supporting you and setting boundaries. Or like in my case, like I remember my husband used to tell me that my behavior, that I was a completely different person when I was with my mother. And from being inside of myself, I didn't actually know that. But from the outside, he could see that. I thought I was being myself, but I wasn't. I really wasn't. And I know now with more awareness, I really wasn't. I was changing completely when I was in my mother's presence, and not for the better. So he was trying to tell me this. But at the time, obviously, I didn't fully understand it. And my mother used that and turned completely against him, made his behavior wrong and bad, and made him into a bad person. Even labeling, well, she didn't actually have the label of narcissist, but she labeled him as a bad person and a controlling partner and a lot of stuff. So your narcissistic mother could actually just label your partner as the narcissist, as the one that is bringing you away from the family, that is changing everything, that is the source of all contrast. It's because of him or them that all of this is happening. It's just because that person is the only person that is not under your mother's spell. And that was the situation with my husband. He from the very beginning actually could see my mother for what she was, and he was not under her spell, and he set pretty strong boundaries from the start, actually outright defending me and helping me, but I couldn't see that fully. I was still very enmeshed, and definitely my mother didn't take that very well. So after the beginning of trying to befriend him, that failed miserably, she then turned very much against him and tried her best to make him enemy number one for me too, like, and tell me how bad he was for me and all of that. And I've also seen that in reverse. I've been in the very similar situation with my husband's family, as I was the enemy number one. Another very interesting narcissistic dynamic within his family. So now we're aware of all of this and we've set all our boundaries. But at the time, all of this triangulation was actually really toxic and has caused us years of a lot of pain. So the sooner you can become aware of it in a relationship, the better. She can, of course, do things behind your partner's back, so secretly align with you, and this way making you feel special and validated, which and maybe even supported. So maybe you have, I don't know, a different view of some elements of parenting with your husband, and she can go, okay, this will be our little secret, so we'll do this with the kids. Me and you and the kids will do this thing that she very well know your husband actually doesn't agree with, but she will just do that with you, like in a sort of like we're allies on this little secret, and we will never tell him that. And then she has a weapon against you because she can actually choose to tell that or not. That very much depends on how much she was involved and how much she can gain or lose in it. So this can turn into quite a difficult situation, on top of the simple fact of creating, sort of inviting you to be to lie to your partner or to have secrets. It's not actually a healthy thing within a relationship, and she knows that. Let me see what else there can be said on this. Well, she can use what you confide to her against you. That's another thing. So we said that she can use what you confide to her as a sort of as a way to stoke the fire and create more contrast, but she can also use it against you. So you go, she's placed herself as the one confidant, the one person that you can trust and that she's going to help you. But then you go and talk to her about some doubts you're having or some difficulties you're having with your, within your relationship, and she goes behind your back and goes to tell him. That may suit her needs. Maybe she's still trying to create that alliance, that allegiance with him, and that's what suits her in the moment. So you can't really trust her. That's one thing for sure. And anything that you confide in with her can be used against you in some way. And as we said at the beginning, she may try to befriend him. She may try to befriend your partner and gang up against you. She can tell your partner lies about you, or she can criticize you when you're not around. So all that she can, we said that can do with you, she can also do with your partner. So she can try to get them alone and actually then sort of use that time to criticize you, to speak about you, to gossip about you, to invent lies about you. She may even do it openly in front of you, but definitely if she gets your partner on a one-on-one, then she can use all of that time alone to do all of this. She could end up creating such a game that she can use your partner against you, for example, if you're trying to set boundaries. So like she's done this whole gossiping behind your back with your partner, and then when you're all together, you actually try and set a boundary on something, and she turns to your partner and goes, "What did I tell you? I told you she was gonna do that. Sure, I told you she's always treated me like that. Now, can you, I mean, I can only turn to you for help. Can you please make her realize that her behavior is bad and is wrong and she's been a bad daughter?" And he and your partner could be caught in this situation and actually side with your mother, because he's heard all of the things. She has been manipulative. So, and this very manipulative behavior can lead to your partner not believing you when you tell them that that's how your mother behaves and that she's a narcissist and all of that. This dynamic can be incredibly damaging of a relationship and get all the way to the point of breaking the relationship up. So it's really important to be aware of it. So as I said, these are a few examples. This dynamic can present in different ways, and if you've been through it, you definitely have your own personal experience of it. And you know at this point how damaging this is, even to the best of relationships. I've seen that happening over and over and over, over and over, literally, like as I think I mentioned this before in my podcast, the vast majority of relationships in my family have ended up in divorce or separation, breakup. And the ones that haven't have had to go through the mill. Like we've had to navigate it. Still today, like I do get incredible comments about my husband, like a person that has been with me for over 16 years at this point, and I mean, the father of my children has been with me through everything, like through the worst moments and everything, and still there's attempts at creating contrast and all of that. So it's a game that we definitely need to be aware of. When you realize, when you become aware that your mother is a narcissist that has maybe narcissistic behaviors and tendencies, that this is something that can happen. So what can you do in all of this? How can you protect yourself from this or put an end to this? You may be noticing that this is happening. So what can you do? There are a few things you can implement to help put an end to this toxic dynamic. And again, I'm gonna stay general because this is something that is so personal. This would be a really good topic for like the one-on-one program, place where we can go very specific and we can go in deep, in depth in your personal situation. So in that case, we can go like a lot more specific. But here I am just going to stay general. So please take what you feel serves you, leave the rest, always trust that it's going to be for someone else if it's not for you. So first of all, being aware of this dynamic will be a huge help. The awareness is key. The vast majority of my relationship with my husband, I had no idea this was happening. I didn't know this was a dynamic that even was a thing. As I said before, I wasn't aware my mother was a narcissist. I knew something was off, but I had no idea. So not knowing made it a lot worse, 'cause I didn't know what I could do about it. So being aware of it is a huge help. It can support you in seeing what is happening for what it is. Okay? That it's a manipulation technique and not the truth. Whatever your mother is saying to you or is saying to your partner or is trying to do and gossip and triangulate and lie and all of that, none of that is the truth. It's all a manipulation technique. It's a narcissistic mother trying to gain control of a relationship and of a situation. One thing that you can definitely do or stop doing is do not confide private matters regarding your relationship to your mother. Despite what she declares to you, she's not a safe person to do so with. Everything you said will be used in some way against you, maybe directly, maybe indirectly, but it's gonna be used in this triangulation game that she has between you and your partner. So she is not a safe person, and I know we want her to be. I know we do. I wanted my mother to be the person I could go to. I so desperately wanted that. A part of me still does. A part of me still wants that, even though I'm no contact. A part of me still craves that kind of relationship. And accepting that that's not gonna happen, it's important. When you've realized that your mother is in a certain way and behaves in a certain way, and you've accepted that you can't control how she behaves, it's really important to understand that she's not that safe person. So the invitation is to find someone you can trust. And you can trust this person to have your best interest at heart and the one of your partner. A person that actually wants the two of you to be happy. Not for their own interest, but does the best in your interest. That's the right person to go and speak and confide in if you need to. So that's the invitation. And you can find people like that. They do exist. But if this person is not your mother, not within this dynamic, not with a narcissistic mother. A narcissistic mother is never gonna have your interest at heart. That's not what they do. Another thing that you can do, if at all available, it's explaining the situation to your partner as soon as you become aware of it. The minute that you realize, okay, my mother is a narcissist, this is the behavior that she has, or she has strong narcissistic tendencies, she's gonna likely triangulate between myself and my partner. Tell them, tell your partner, educate your partner on maternal narcissism, make them aware of it. And I know that this can feel like a conversation that could scare a partner away really early on. I cannot tell you what to do. I never will tell you what to do. I can only say that in my own experience, someone that doesn't want to get on your side on all of this, it's not a person you want to have around you long term, for sure. That's definitely was my own take on it. So the sooner the better. If you can explain this and they can understand and actually really get on board with it, well, then there's a dialogue on this, and that's really important. If there is a point blank refuse to see or understand, well, then there's other questions to ask about the basis of the relationship. Again, deeper conversations, there can be a solution to everything, but it's definitely not a topic that can be just put aside and not being brought up, because it's really, really important, especially within a long-term relationship. This is going to be part of your life together, and choices are going to need to be made based on this very often. Like, what do we do with our children? What do we do in family gathering? Are we in contact or are we no contact? There's so much that is going to be part of your life experience together that this is really something you need to, as much as possible, talk about together. Set boundaries. Another thing is set boundaries. Set boundaries that feel helpful to you with your mother. Like, I am not going to discuss my relationship with you. If you insist, I will end this conversation. Remember always how you set the boundaries. Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries are going to be part of this. The boundaries, not engaging, it's always like a thing that helps in to stop triangulation. So anytime your mother wants to talk about your partner or your relationship, you stop engaging. No engagement. We're not talking about this, and setting boundaries so that you know you're making your point. You are then sticking with your boundaries. So if you have difficulties in setting boundaries and you haven't already downloaded the free boundary setting roadmap, you can go down. There's a link in the description of this episode to download that. That's a tool that is going to support you in setting boundaries, which I know it's quite a challenging thing, especially when you're finding yourself in this like crazy spot where you're asked to choose between your partner and your mother, and it becomes like a me or them sort of a situation, and you need to set boundaries. Boundaries are going to support you. So download the free roadmap to boundary setting to support you with this. Another thing that can be helpful to implement is avoid either of you being alone with her. If you have realized that she uses those times alone as a moment to triangulate, then don't leave your partner with your mother. And if you have seen that despite you setting very strong boundaries about not wanting to discuss your relationship with your mother, she still tries, well, then set boundaries accordingly and don't spend time one-on-one alone with your mother when you know that she's going to try and do that and insist. One thing to keep in mind that is very important is that even though she's your mother, she doesn't hold the truth. And I know she says that. My mother said that a lot. You know, I'm your mother. I know you. I'm your mother. There's no one that knows you better than I do. I'm your mother. I've been on this planet so many years before you, and I know so much more about relationships than you do. So she doesn't hold the truth. And keep in mind that lying is not beyond a narcissistic mother, okay? They can lie, and they will if it's suiting their needs. She will interpret and use what she sees in the way that suits her best, okay? Regardless of the truth. The truth is not the thing. It's what suits her best that is going to be what she will tell you. Now, if your partner gangs up with her, some serious boundaries might be needed with your partner too. That's something that is important to consider. If they completely refuse to see your side of the situation, if they don't want to believe you, if they don't trust what you tell them, maybe they're also belittling your feelings and, sort of telling you you're the only one that sees a situation like that and all of that. Maybe it is time to have a serious conversation again about the basis of your relationship. And this is not, I'm not here inviting you or advising to break up. I would never do that. What I am saying is that this is a conversation that needs to be had. It's not like in one of my relationships many years ago, I was having very, very intense contrast with my mother. Very, very intense contrast, and it was at a time where she was threatening me physically. It was very, very intense, and my partner at the time was completely disregarding all of that. Like there was no, not there was no support, but there wasn't even a scene that it was like I was making things up. And I didn't challenge that for a very long time. Tons of abandonment wounds. Didn't want to be left alone. Didn't want to scare him away. Didn't want any of that. The relationship ended eventually, anyways, for lots of different reasons. But I know now, with the awareness I have now, that me not actually facing that fact at the time caused me a lot more pain than it would have if I actually just had that conversation and see, maybe he would have left, maybe not, maybe he would have understood better. I just didn't communicate, and that was not the most helpful choice for me at the time. So I'm just sharing my experience. This is where I'm coming from. I'm not telling you break up with someone or do any of that. I'm never gonna tell you what to do because every choice is very personal. You know your situation. You can feel into it. What I'm inviting you is to have those conversations because it's a lot more helpful to have them than not on the long run, on the long term. Now, one thing to add about this is that this triangulation dynamic between yourself and your partner can also go on and continue, or even get worse at times when there is a separation or a divorce. So if you're separating, breaking up with your husband or partner, you're divorcing your husband in that period throughout the process of the separation, and even after that, when that's all done, your narcissistic mother can still try and place herself as the in-between person, and she can still attempt at triangulate to gain control of the situation and create discord and more contrast and be the one that you're going to. She could do that in order to gain control of your children if you have. I've seen that and many, many flavors of this within my family dynamic, and I've seen that with clients. My grandmother even tried at some point to get custody of me while my parents were in the process of separation. And then in the years afterwards, there's been a constant triangulation between the two, and there was so much contrast that was not needed, that could have not been there if only my grandmother hadn't actually just put fuel on the fire. And I, as a child, then got dragged in and sucked into this dynamic, which was horrendous. And I've seen that in plenty of other dynamics in my family where people have separated and this triangulation has continued. This constant criticizing, this constant trying to sow discord, this constant trying to be the one person that the two people go to, and it gets messy and it only makes things worse. So again, this is a whole big other topic. If you are in this situation, let me know, share with me, Send me an email at mathilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. I'll do my best to support. The one thing I can say about this, it is important to try your best to exclude her as much as possible from any part of the separation process and how you're going to handle the whole thing afterwards. I know she says she's there to help, but she's not. She's there to help herself. So boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. This is your life. You're going through a situation that is challenging and difficult, but this person, your mother, is not going to help. If she's has narcissistic behaviors, if she's a narcissistic mother, she's not going to be helpful. She's actually only going to use all of these things to meet her own needs. So boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. Seek support with people that you know are trustworthy and are actually having your best interests at heart, not with your narcissistic mother that will triangulate and make more of a mess of the situation. So all in all, the most important thing to remember about this whole triangulation is that that is a thing. That despite her being your mother, despite everything, she will use what she can to manipulate the situation of a relationship that you have, whether it's a new relationship, whether it's a long-term relationship, so that it will meet her own needs. And as this triangulation is a thing, it does happen. It happens all the time. It can be very damaging. It can have a very strong impact on your relationship. So that the best way to protect yourself is not involve her. This is not a triangle. Your relationship with your partner is not a triangle. It's a relationship with your partner. It's two people in a beautiful relationship. And that already has its challenges, because every relationship, two people coming together with all the love in the world, you're going to meet challenges. You're going to meet moments of conflict, and you're going to have to learn to navigate all of that. When a mother steps into that and tries to create a triangle out of what is a two people relationship, that's never gonna be a good thing. That's never gonna be helpful. So treat your relationship as what it is. It's like a love and a relationship between two people, and there may need be the need for support, but the support has to be chosen carefully with someone that actually really has your interest at heart for real. And a narcissistic mother is not that person. And I know that this can cause a lot of grief, but that's really important. Be aware of this dynamic and what it can do to your relationship. And with that, I hope this was helpful. If you have any further questions, reach out via email. And if you know someone that may benefit from listening to this episode, I thank you for sharing it with them. The more people we reach out, the better, to support them the best way possible. And with that, I wish you lots of love, and bye for now.